Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this conference. My name is Barbara Hewson. I'm from Hardwick Building and I'm chairing the morning session. Aid has asked me to start because we're running a little bit behind time. Before I introduce our first two speakers, there are some housekeeping points that Aid has asked me to make to you. Firstly, we're completely full this morning, which is brilliant, but it also means we're going to be a little crowded, so please bear with us. Seminars 3 and 8 have proved so popular that they've been moved to this main auditorium. All the other seminars are going to be very clearly signposted. I'm told that the plenary sessions are being recorded, so if any of you fall asleep or have to leave, you can come back and find out what's gone on. A couple of changes to the seminars 1 and 2. Ben Jaffe can't come because he's in court. Emma Dixon will be presenting on his behalf. And in seminar number 2, Nick Armstrong is going to be joined by Alex Rook of Irwin Mitchell. There are some additional papers which you'll find on the table over there, one relating to costs and funding in the afternoon seminar, and also the delegate list. I'm told that Nick Gilby's presentation will be given out at the Freedom of Information seminar. And finally, I'm told to remind you about the feedback forms in your delegate packs. Please do fill them in. They're a very important part of the day. Now, let's move on. I'd like to introduce Steve Cragg, who is chair of the Public Law Project, who will introduce the conference today.
Thank you very much, Barbara. I'm Steve Cragg. I'm chair of the PLP. And before we begin with our stellar lineup of speakers today, I just want to say a couple of things. First of all, thanks to our sponsors, that's Herbert Smith and Blackstone Chambers, for all their help in getting this conference ready today. And PLP, some of you will know all about the Public Law Project and the work that it does, but some of you perhaps won't. This is the Public Law Project's 21st year in existence, and before you leave today, you'll be able to take away our latest five-year review, which celebrates that anniversary. Public Law Project's strength has always been its combination of a number of functions in the public law world. As you probably know, we have our crack litigation team churning out important cases like the WL Congo case heard in the Supreme Court earlier this year, which found that foreign nationals were being unlawfully and indefinitely detained when their criminal sentences expired. We've got a research department which has been responsible for a high level of hard-hitting reports on the working of public law in the UK, and the current project we're involved in at the moment is funded by the Nuffield Foundation in conjunction with Essex University, looks at what happens after a judicial review case has been to court for a final hearing. Outcomes for clients, changes in the law, changes in practice, that kind of thing. So it's really important practical research we're doing. And then we've got our policy and training work. Policy work includes coordinating responses to government changes in legal aid, but also stretches to interventions in cases such as CART, the case about appeals from the Upper Tribunal, and judicial review, which one of our speakers is going to talk about today, and then our training work as well, which you're part of today. It covers this very important conference every year, but now also embraces an annual JR conference in Wales and one in Manchester as well, as well as a lot of other training events aimed at the voluntary sector. Those of you who came to our 21st birthday celebration in March, hope you all enjoyed that, and thanks to all of you for contributing to a wonderful evening, and I hope you'll continue to help us in our future fundraising events. I'd like to thank all our helpers and volunteers today for the work they've done, and PLP needs those people to help us get done what we need to do. I'm going to pass you over to Barbara for the rest of the morning, and just to show how ready Public Law Project is for the next 21 years, I've been told to tell you to remember to follow us on Twitter. Thank you very much.